guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, welcome back. We are finishing up our series in Romans. Finally, it's been a long journey, a good one though. But we're finishing with these final verses in chapter 16 of Romans, verse 25 to 27. And this is what God says. Now to him who is able to establish you in accordance with my gospel, the message I proclaim about Jesus Christ, in keeping with the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all the Gentiles might come to obedience that comes from faith. To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Ryan, we made it.
Yes.
Here we are.
It's a bit sad finishing out Romans.
Yeah.
It's always sad coming to the end of the books that we do.
Yeah, that's right. It's been... We've covered a lot of ground in Romans. We didn't take as long this time as Acts, but... Hopefully, if you've joined us in our journey through Romans, hopefully it has been encouraging for you and refreshing as well. Now, these final verses, what do we got here, Ryan? It's almost like he's summing up or kind of finishing. This is his goodbye verses.
Yeah, that's right. The last verses of the letter of Romans, and they are a prayer. So it's interesting just noticing how he kind of starts this. It's now to him who is able to establish you. So it very much has his attention still on, the Christians in Rome, but he's kind of having, talked about them and their relationship with God and his place in that. And that kind of now draws them all up to kind of consider how God's at work in and through them. And he finishes by kind of asking God to keep doing what he's been doing.
Yeah.
Which is pretty great.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, this is a kind of, it's a prayer, but it is a summary of all that he's explained so far in Romans. And there's there's four things, I guess, we could see here. The first, you touched on it before, it's to him who's able to establish you in the gospel. And I just think that language is so helpful. We've talked a lot about how God has gone to the effort to reach out to us, to save us.
Yeah.
And this language here of establish, the one who is able to establish you, I think it's so helpful.
Yeah, that's right. We saw that Paul began Romans talking about wanting to come and strengthen them and to see them for him and them to kind of strengthen each other, to mutually encourage each other. And we kind of see Paul finishing, Romans off by talking about a similar thing, being established, being strengthened, being firm, supported, their relationship with God and this kind of not just as we'll see soon, it's an obedience thing, but it's a faith thing. It's an in and out of thing. It's this establishing of the heart that then is kind of flows out in established life lived out in obedience. But there's this way in which God actually keeps us secure. Which is really great.
Yeah, and he kind of says how it is that they're secure.
Yeah.
It's with the proclamation of the gospel, the message about Jesus Christ. He talks about how it was the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now it's revealed. The gospel is the good news about Jesus. And the more that we understand the gospel, I mean, is this what he's saying? The more we understand the gospel, the more it will establish us. This is how God establishes us in the faith.
Yeah, I think so. Like, and again, like we've talked about this before, I think of like we want to keep the content and making sure we understand like the substance of the gospel. We also want to realize that it's not separated from the relationship that that the gospel is all about. The gospel is that we get God, that we get Jesus, that we're in a real relationship with him.
Yeah.
And that's when that's safe and secure and... he supports us. We're significant with him. All these important aspects of what it means to be, God intended things to be, that's kind of restored when we come back into relationship with him. Like, it seems so simple. The problem is we were disconnected from God. The solution or the gospel is that we're reconnected to Him. And that's what he's kind of saying here, that God establishes that reconnection that happens in Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, as you're talking there, there's some big, you know, it's a really simple and helpful way to explain some big theological terms that we've seen, you know, throughout Romans. Like, you can't pick up Romans and not see that, you know, this idea of justification, which is the idea of being, you know, right before God or declared, you know, innocent in his presence, or sanctification, this idea of growing more like Jesus, or adoption, you know, being in the family. And all of those things are kind of, you know, you could picture it like a diamond. They're facets of a beautiful diamond, and they're all meant to be held together. The gospel is what Jesus did at the cross. It is what he did, you know, in his resurrection, in his ascension. And the gospel is the good news that we can be reconnected with God. And and we've seen all of these things in Romans. And he's saying, this is what establishes you now.
Yeah, and he says, and it's in keeping with everything that God said and done. It's in keeping with how God has related to people from the beginning, that might have been hidden or not fully revealed, but it's kind of been gradually made known. But has now come to be made known. We see that this isn't just for those who were first given this good news, this mystery back in the Old Testament, God's people, the Jews, but now it's for all, for Gentiles.
Yeah.
Like he particularly mentions them in this verse, but
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And, you know, I just can't help but think of the prodigal son. Again, we talked a lot about it in this series, but it is this picture that you know, the Gentiles are the younger son who runs away. The Jews are the older son who stays there. And what you see from the father is a heart that both are saved. That's kind of the revelation. It's like, God's heart's for everyone.
Yeah.
Remember that. So God will establish you. The gospel is proclaimed. There's a sense here too that there's obedience that is the fruit. It comes from faith, he says there.
Yeah.
And he is talking about Gentiles, but throughout Romans, it's for the whole church. It's for both Jew and Gentiles. They're all one in Christ. And there's a sense that as we're established in the gospel, that we will become more like Jesus, particularly in how obedient we are to God's call in our life.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we have talked about this language of faith and what it is and how it impacts us. And from faith, it really is getting to this, the nature of our relationship with God. Our faith is that we believe in the gospel. We believe that we have this relationship with God. We trust that this is the relationship that we have with him. And it, like in any loving relationship where there's this healthy level of trust, and things change, we grow and we change, and we learn how to love each other and respond. Yeah. In not just receiving love, but actually being able to give love or to respond in loving. And so I think that's kind of what we see here. Paul's like, what comes from this trust in God and seeing who he really is and who we really are with him, that it actually changes how we live. We actually, like you said, learn to reflect Jesus.
Yeah.
We love God in a way that's healthy, and we love other people in the way that's healthy. And to what he goes on to say then is it's to the glory of God. It's to,
it
shows his weight in our life. It displays who he really is. And it's through Jesus. He's the way, the means, the end.
And I love that verse 27, it does finish with, who gets the glory in this? To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. And that is kind of a really beautiful way to finish Romans. It's kind of saying this whole story that we've seen in Romans, it is for God's glory. It's so that we would sit back and go, God is beautiful, wonderful, wise, awesome in his power. And that's kind of the point, that God is reflected in our obedience, in our life, in our love for each other. But I think also just thinking about it, like also in our hearts, that we're just going, God has done all of this. He's the one who established us, and he's the one who gets the glory. And our role in it is response in obedience, but God has done it all.
Yeah, it's like there's this integrity of heart that we know our place and God's place in all of this, and we rightly give it, kind of go,
That's it.
God's made this all happen.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that's the end.
Yeah.
The end of Romans.
Yeah, it is the end of Romans, but it's interesting though, keeping in mind that this wasn't the end of the story of the Christian church. And Paul was hoping to go to Spain after visiting Rome.
Yeah.
We know that he got to Rome. We know that he would have met these Christians and that, yeah, the church continued to grow. Paul, I'm not sure. We're all too sure about exactly what happened to Paul in the end, but we know that, he went on. Yeah. But yeah, the church has grown.
Yeah.
We've still got this letter of Romans. And yeah, God still speaks into the real reality of living with Jesus and others today for us. And we will take this and, yeah, hopefully, God willing, pass it on to others like we've been encouraged to do.
Yeah, and I think as we do that, this is, you know, as we reflect on the gospel, on the message of Jesus throughout, you know, the book of Romans, but also wherever else we find it throughout the scriptures as well, the Bible, this is how God establishes us and grows us and transforms and changes us to be more like Jesus and for God's glory forever. As we finish up in today's episode, but also in this book of Romans, we'd love to invite you to reflect on the things that we've seen in the 16 chapters of Romans and to think of how God has shaped you and changed you in this. Our prayer and our hope is that through the proclamation of the gospel, the message of Jesus, that you are continually growing in your faith so that you are established in your faith, so that one day you'll be able to see Jesus face to face. So we'd love to encourage you, look back, think about what Paul has written in this book, what God has spoken about and said, so that there may be glory and honor and praise to our great and awesome God who has done great things to bring us into a relationship with him.